Just take your small plow and go right crossway what you're going to run your rows. Go up and down hill most of the time because you want your rows to run contour with the hill, you see, so it won't wash. And that land I took in, I just took me a short plow and went down them, and I'd skip a little streak that I wouldn't break because it'd plow better if you get farther from it. It wouldn't tear up and slide in, don't you see? Break for. Then when I got ready for my rows, I'd go right crossways and do the same thing. Tear it all to pieces and plant it. You just had to take one mule and a little plow, and it might have slowed doing all that, but when you got it done, it was done, you see. Mm-hmm. And I took in a whole field over there that I bought the land that's joining. There's a track of land on this side of the road to come off of 40 on the other side, and I just let them make the road the line. Bought all on this side of the road off that 40. And it had right smart timber. I give the old maid that fell heir to it, I give her $10 for 2 acres and a half. I went and sold enough firewood all the first year to pay for it, right straight off.
I see.
And I took that piece of land that way and plowed it up, crossways first, and then along, up and down the road, bedded it up. And when I right off my row to break it up the crossway time, I planted my corn and covered it and left it in a bed. I never did put a plow in there. Just cut the bushes and weeds out of it with a hoe. It had it all up on the road, just loose, mellow. No grass in there, you see, come out of the woods. Mm-hmm. And I made a bumper crop on that fresh land there, you see. But you had to run your terraces to keep the water from washing gutters and washing the land all the way, you see. So I took that piece of land and run my terrace before I ever put a plow in it at all. Laid it off just like I wanted my rows to go, you see. I took my little stubs around the way I went, and then when I got to lay off my road, just followed those stubs around and get my row like a terrace went. And of course, the first few years, it didn't make it necessary to plow a very big terrace because the land's loose and it'll hold water. It soak up the water. But see, but after it settled down, it'll wash away, you see. Mm-hmm. And I had to plow have some big terrace. About that.
Did you have to use any discs?
Yeah, I have to use a disc and have it all the time. I see. Mm-hmm.
How did you plant the the cotton or the corn then? How did you get the seed in?
Well, I bought a planter that would plant cotton and corn both. The first few years I was here, went to the hardware man and bought a planter. Paid him, I think, about $24 for it. Mm-hmm. And I kept it out there a few years ago. I had to buy new parts for it and rebuild it, but I planted over 40 crops with that one planter.
Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Had to buy a new
part.
Yeah. But you get that, as I said, get that row bedded up, and as long as you're doing with a two mule plow, you could go in there and the last year's crop and put a good disc and a good pair of mules on top of that old row and cut it all to pieces, don't you see? That, if you know what a disc is, it's a wheel plow that cuts it.
Not like that?
They run in, their wheels, and they run in down the road and split it open, cut it all to pieces. Well, I had one of those, and I'd get up there the first thing, I'd cut my stalks first. Run my stalk over the old road, cut the stalk down, and that cut the row into crossways, you see. And when you went down the row, you did, it split the other way. Left just a little bulk on top of the row. And then take a bit of bus and throw that out. Well, you see, then you had a good bed already with just some few furrows there to plant. Rather than lay off with one mule, cover it back with two furrows and one mule, and then plow it out with the middle of us. So you saved a whole lot by doing that, you see.
I see.
And on, you do that, as I told you, put the corn down flat and lay it off, put your fertilizer in there and cover it, and then run your planter on top of that little covered place there, you see, for your corn. Let the middle stay there. Then someday when it's too rain, too wet to plow the ground where you went, get on the middle and plow them out where they hadn't been broken, as dry as plowed them, you see.
Yeah,
if it rained and them middle were standing full there, you couldn't do nothing with it till it dried out. Mm-hmm. But if you had a place and that hadn't been broke, get on that and plow it out. You see, while it's too wet.
I see. Uh-huh. You're a good teacher. You're making me understand this. It's very helpful for you to go through step by step like that, yeah. Because it's easy to follow.
Well, I told them all, if I had known half as much when I started farming as I do when I quit, I'd have made it different. I learned a whole lot as I went along. But cotton, you had to bed your ground up and hair it off and get up on top of that